Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. An emergency vehicle in North Carolina as Category 1 Hurricane Isis roars ashore.
Oh my gosh, that surge is coming in quickly.
In Wilmington, North Carolina, power lines were down with sparks flying, igniting house fires.
And there were embers flying down the street.
Flames were just coming through the rooftop. The wind was whipping.
The flames engulfing one home after another. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper on those forced into shelters by the storm during the pandemic.
You have to have about 115 square feet per person in a shelter in order to be able to ensure social distancing. You need the mask and all of that to make sure that we keep people safe.
The same preparations were taken further north, as Isis, now with tropical storm winds of about 100 kilometers per hour, barrels on a track taking it over New Jersey and New York City, where meteorologist Lonnie Quinn says there are two sides to this storm.
If you're on the eastern side of the storm, you're dealing with the big wind. If you're on the western side, you're going to deal with the big rains.
The storm zone currently extends from the Big Apple north to the Canadian border. Yesterday here, you heard Dr. Deborah Birks, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, tells CNN.
It is extraordinarily widespread.
And she says COVID is now in the rural areas, not just big cities. That's not the kind of pessimistic news Donald Trump wants his public health people disseminating as he faces an uphill climb to a second term. So for the first time, he complained about Dr. Birks on Twitter, calling her virus view pathetic, then going before the cameras with his own take.
The virus is receding. In hotspots across the South and West, we've seen slow improvements.
A CBS News poll finds a majority of voters saying the way the pandemic has been handled will be a key to how they vote. As a result, there are concerns in the medical and scientific communities that Trump is eyeing a vaccine as a silver bullet to end the crisis prior to the election, now under 3 months away.
And I think we're going to have something very soon. It's going good.
The New York Times reports vaccine developers here fear political intervention, that Trump will push hard, perhaps too hard, for his government's Food and Drug Administration to okay a vaccine for widespread and safe use. Millsy and Basil, researchers are struggling to ensure the government maintains the right balance between speed and rigorous regulation.
Yeah, well, there has to be, doesn't there? Thank you, Bob.